These details are available from provincial and territorial land title authorities. Going to a legal office that handles real estate transactions is the easiest, though not the cheapest option, but most do. Or, as another person said, a real estate agent or appraiser would be willing to assist for free or at a charge. You can also simply Google provincial or territory land titles to find out who can handle it for you and how, as well as information on how you can take it yourself in person or perhaps online. Every province is unique. For instance, I believe Ontario has roughly 20 land titles offices spread out across the province. Some people just have one or two. There will be costs associated. The most important thing is to be aware of the property's legal description, which is not tricky in cities but can be very challenging in small towns and rural areas. Is farmland ownership a public record in Canada? In Ontario, the government maintains records of every private property owner. Land records are accessible to everyone. You may look up using the OnLand website to access online land registration records. To register land records, you require special authorization. People who fit certain requirements can request permission to write land documents. Alternatively, you can engage with a lawyer or other legal expert to register your documents. What is in the Farm Land Registry? Official records of land and property in Ontario are kept through the land registration system, including the following. The title is the legal term for the ownership rights to land that an individual or organization holds. A deed is the name of the legal document that transfers title from one person to another. Mortgage and other land documents. How can I locate the owner of a property in Canada? Get a copy of the title if you want to know who is currently listed as the registered owner of a property. A land title contains information about the registered fee, simple holders, the owners, the legal description of the parcel identification number, PID, and any registered charges, liens, and interests. Agriculture depends on land in every way. Essential considerations include who controls it, how it is utilized, and who owns it. We think that those who cultivate the land should be in charge of managing their food production system. We are alarmed by industrial firms increasing direct ownership, vertical integration, and contract farming activities in the primary food production sector. Foreign or Canadian capital investment that pushes local farmers off their land results in rural disintegration and makes food sovereignty difficult. The farmland we have is a valuable resource. Less than 10% of Canada's total land area comprises it. Over 10 million acres of agriculture have been lost since 1976. Due to its proximity to major population centers, more than half of Canada's prime farmland, Class 1, 2, and 3, targets industrial, peri-urban, and suburban development and real estate investment. In addition to sprawl, farming practices that reduce soil productivity also contribute to the loss of farmland. To pay rising production costs and lessen the impact of the cost-price squeeze on the business, it has become vital for the farmer to increase yields in the short term. The land is forced to offer a revenue stream that is more than what the soil can sustain due to excessive financial pressure brought on by debt or high rents. Why is it important to find who owns the farmland? For young and beginning farmers, access to land is a crucial issue. Due to the exorbitant cost of ownership and the debt needed to purchase, it is frequently out of reach. We favor a vibrant conversation about different types of land tenure that allow for long-term access and encourage environmental protection and community development. A vicious spiral of concentration of farmland ownership, deterioration of rural towns. An erosion of the rural quality of life is created by more extensive land holdings and the growing size of agricultural equipment. As land values rise, farmers can borrow more money to buy a larger kit, which forces more neighbors out of their homes and puts more strain on the soil. The younger generation has less and less access to farming as the cost of starting a farm keeps rising. Governments and farmers in Canada need to have explicit knowledge of what family farms are to save them. A family farm is an operation that produces food or other agricultural products and where the vast majority of labor, capital, and management is provided by family members, according to the definition offered. How to identify the landowner of farmland? Several family farms are bought in pieces. Therefore, it's crucial to understand each piece's legal owner. Making decisions and signing paperwork about the land is done by the legal owner. If the individual becomes ill and loses the ability to do this, it could result in serious issues. For instance, if the land is being sold and one of the legal owners cannot sign the paperwork, the sale may be delayed for several months. Make sure all owners or other appropriate parties have powers of attorney, for example, and confirm the legal ownership before taking action to make sure documents may be signed. Nowadays, a lot of farms are registered at the land registry, making it possible to check ownership online or through a lawyer or agent. You must examine the title deeds if the land is not registered. If they are not at home, they may be at your bank or lawyer. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing! The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.